haven't gotten Taco John's.
Ooh, Taco.
Why did you say ooh? Because you don't like Taco John's. Are you recording this?
Yeah. All right, so we're here in the car in Sykeston, Missouri, recording a very special holiday episode
of the
broadcast from the Singularity.
Let me tell you, Sykeston's going to be one of the last places that the Singularity will affect. But anyway,
I think So that's a good. That's a good, you know, like, subject matter, like, how...
We didn't introduce everybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wait a second. Okay, so, I'm Micah Redding.
And I'm Ryan Hogan.
And?
Our guest star. That's already been a guest star.
Right. For the second time.
Do I have to?
Yes. Yes.
I think you do now.
Yeah.
Emily Hogan Redding.
Ah, there it is. There it is. So, yes, so...
Merges the Hogans and the Reddings.
The intersection,
Oh, we've already gone over that.
Right,
why
yeah.
Why is the air conditioning on?
So, we're driving around in Sykeston, Missouri, and the last place the Singularity will hit, and...
Well, no, no, one of the last in the civilized world.
Oh, okay. Wait a second.
Turn right.
So, that's a good question, though. Like, will the Singularity be unevenly distributed, or will it be distributed, you know, evenly so it doesn't even... You know, so you can't tell the difference. Like, does...
Did you just say the same thing twice?
You don't have your seatbelt buckled. That's why it's beeping.
Fine. Fine. Audience.
Annoyed
as I. No. So, I mean, that's a legitimate question, right? Like...
Oh, yeah. There was that one person that thought we would have two human species, you know? Like a...
Right.
A dominant human species who use machines to their advantage or technology, and then a subservient human species. But hey, I just think it's natural selection, right?
It's kind of like Amish versus X-Men kind of thing, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah. Who's going to win?
Yeah. So,
in the showdown versus the Amish. Amish and X-Men, anyway.
So I don't know if I believe in that, though, because I tend to think that, you know, going up, like... where we're talking about things exponentially changing and so forth, that actually the developing world and the underprivileged world and the less technologically advanced areas tend to experience change when it hits, like, faster than anybody else does. And so, you know, back in the 90s, Bill Gates, I think, pointed out that a lot of places... would never get regular phone lines. They would just go directly to mobile phones, and I think that's what's happened. And now they're going directly to, like, smartphones and so forth.
Oh, so they don't have to... Yeah, they can just cut out all the...
old
technology.
All the intervening...
Cut to the chase. They can cut to the chase. Yeah, right.
In some ways, they have less infrastructure.
Hey, give me a cherry coke.
Hey, get me a Coke, yeah. So, in some ways, yeah, they're going to go directly to, like, a more technological advanced state than we are. And because they have less, like, infrastructure to get over, in a sense. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I haven't had much time to process that other than right now.
Well, I think... You know, the problem with the developing world is largely these kind of infrastructure issues. Like, they don't have certain things that, you know, because there's problems with government and certain trade routes and all that kind of stuff. And I think those are the kinds of things that tend to get worked around very quickly when they get worked around. So, you know, it's easier for some people to get cell phones than it is to get clean water. And I think that indicates that the problem is...
So we just need an app that can let people know where all the clean water spots are.
Right. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But, okay, so here's another thing that I was thinking about, you know, related to the holiday season. Because, you know, I've kind of mentioned this before, I think that... Being in this time of accelerating change and so forth, we're increasingly moving into a period of history in which it's harder and harder to predict what happens next year. And...
Well, and that's important when you're, you know, planning your Christmas shopping.
Exactly, yeah. Actually, I'm not sure how people, you know, in some situations do that because, I mean, you know, Apple and other people oblige the consumers by usually coming out with new stuff in August or whatever, so you can buy it just in time for Christmas. But, I mean, you know, how... We're entering a time period in which you could easily buy something for someone, and by Christmas time, it's, you know, completely obsolete. Outdated. Yeah. So,
ooh.
I think that's
which will force you to do your Christmas shopping last minute.
Yeah, yeah. Do the, like get to the point where we have to buy it on Christmas Eve in order for it to be relevant whatsoever.
I just can't wait for the time when even when we buy it on Christmas Eve, it will still be irrelevant come Christmas morning.
Right. Well, I think, like, here's what I've started thinking, you know, part of this is because, you know, of where we are in society and so forth, but less and less of the Christmas gifts that we would normally have gotten or given, I guess, are important anymore. So, you know, a few years ago, I probably would have given people books for Christmas, and they probably would have appreciated those books. And now I feel like it's a bit redundant for me to give books because, you know, if I want to give a book, I probably want to give a digital version of the book so it doesn't take up space or something. And there's so much content that we all have access to that in some way, like, that may... That's almost putting more of a demand on someone, you know? And so a lot of things that I would have given as gifts before no longer work as gifts. Like, I would just, if I wanted to send you an ebook, I might just do that, you know? And it's not the kind of thing you can give on Christmas morning in a wrapping paper or something.
Ooh.
So I'm kind of thinking
digital,
like,
wrapping paper.
Right. I'm kind of thinking that undercuts in a lot of ways the idea of giving gifts when fewer and fewer things that people really want are physical objects.
And then maybe it'll start putting the emphasis back on the true meaning of Christmas. And that's Jesus.
Right. That's where this is all... That's the singularity. It's going to
have the true meaning of
Christmas.
The singularity really is just the second coming.
Right.
The second coming that people talked about... It's the singularity.
Well, you know what they say, like...
you've heard, haven't you?
The singularity is the rapture of the nerds. And
I don't think they're going to be left behind. I mean, I don't think they're going to be taken away. I think we're all just going...
But that's what that's kind of the idea of, like, you were saying, like, there might be two species or something. Like, the nerds all, like, you know, ascend into these, like, incorporeal forms of... You know, demigods. I was trying to avoid the word God there. It's getting, you know, a little too blasphemous. And
when has that ever stopped right? you?
So, and then everybody else just is like, you know, the Amish or something. You know, that's one scenario that, you know, that people are talking about. And so that is kind of like the rapture of the nerds, right? Like, anybody who's tuned in, you know, gets sucked up into the
cloud.
Yes, the cloud. the board, yeah. Yeah. So.
All right. Christmas goodies on the way.
Sorry. our podcast episode midway snack break. So.
Little chips for our. Did we get chocolate for the chips?
Oh. All right. Okay.
Come on, our special guest. Special guest to waitress.
Right, special guest.
Special guest
slash waitress.
Also.
This is our mid-show snack break.
The line was ridiculous in there, and somebody was 14 cents shy, and I would have just paid it for them, but they ran off.
That would have, if you paid the 14 cents, that would have been like a Christmas miracle.
Not a Christmas miracle.
Kind of like in that song, Christmas Shoes.
She just, like, ran off.
Can I buy these chips?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, in the $5 movie ban, I saw a movie that was a sequel to The Christmas Shoes.
Whoa.
With Neil Patrick Harris.
How do you have a sequel to The Christmas Shoes?
I think it's when the kid's grown up.
Whoa, the kid grows
I've
up.
I've never seen The Christmas Shoes.
Well, it was first a song. It was first a song by Alabama, and then they made a movie of it.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah. So, just kind of like,
no,
kind of like Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
I thought we were about done, but apparently it's just the midway point.
Yeah, because it's a snack break.
Well, I think people are expecting us somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Where are we expected?
Well,
we still have
for dinner. I think
you know,
we're
like
expected for dinner.
We still have about
Christmas
a
dinner
and a half drive.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll wrap it up.
Okay, one more idea. So, we talked about Amish, blah blah blah. Okay, so I was gonna say that I just want to throw this out there. In a time of accelerating change, when we don't know what's gonna happen next year and the year after that, I think that we need to move from the idea of traditions that happen year after year to the idea of like momentary traditions. Like we're gonna do this and it's gonna be really special this one time, but we're never gonna do it again because we'll be living in a different world a year from now.
And that's a thought morsel to leave you with.
Yeah, thought morsel. I like that. So, all right. Well, I think...
And from Broadcasting the Singularity, mm-hmm. I'm Ryan Hogan.
I'm Micah Redding, special guest.
And I wish I wasn't here.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a...
Happy New Year. And
all that jazz.
Yeah. All right.